So, how do you think your first two games of camp went?
They went okay, you know. A couple of ups and downs, you know, just got to keep working hard every day. You know.
What's your reaction when, you know, Hugh was asked about the ball getting stripped a couple times from me yesterday and he said he's got to hold on to the freaking ball. Did he convey that message to you?
Ah, he's right, you know. Obviously, they chose me in the first round for a reason, was to, you know, make plays. So I just had to work that much harder in this practice this afternoon on holding on to that after every catch.
Is that something that every receiver, tight end, whatever goes through? You have a couple bad days where you just can't squeeze it like you usually do?
You have those days, I guess, you know, where you just, you know, lack of focus, whatever it is. But you just got to bounce back as fast as possible and have a better practice the next day.
So you're not concerned. I mean, this is unusual for you, obviously, to be a first round pick in the Washington.
Concerned? No, I'm not concerned. I'm just gonna work that much harder. Like I said, to hold on to the ball after every catch, tuck it, you know, and finish every play.
Do you feel like because you're not first round pick that the coaches are on you more than just maybe rookie?
I don't really know. I don't really think about that. I just think about what I have to do to be a better player every day. And, you know, obviously yesterday wasn't my best performance, and that's why today, you know, I'm trying to work harder on bettering myself.
Questions? Good?
I mean, it's only been two practices, and we go to pads today, but is there anything that's been surprising to you about NFL, the first NFL training camp?
No.
Kind of what you expected?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll change at all with the pads on today?
We'll see. I don't know. First time in pads with NFL players, so we gotta see how that goes.
What did you do during the vacation before training camp?
I went back to Miami to train.
How'd you get? I mean, how you train with anybody specifically? Did you focus on anything to try to get ready for your first game?
Just the basics, you know, speed, strength, flexibility, and running routes for the most part.
Hey, when they drafted you the next day, they cut Gary Barnes, their first tight end. So what is that? How do you look at that as what that must mean, what they think of you and what they expect from you this season?
Obviously, it puts a lot more emphasis on the whole tight end room. Me, Seth, Randall, everybody, you know, so we all have to step up, you know, and play that much harder, whether in practice and in games, you know, to fill that spot in that Gary left.
What's that room like without having a guy that, I think Randall's the most veteran guy, and he's only played been here for 1 or 2 seasons. Does it feel like it's a bunch of young guys trying to kind of figure
no.
stuff out?
No. You know, obviously, Seth and Randall are very mature. You know, JP also, he was also here. So it helps us, you know, focus, you know, more on just ball. We don't really focus on, you know, being elder or whatever. We focus on playing football, and he's working hard.
So was that, I missed the first question or two, but was that really super uncharacteristic of you to, you know, the two things that happened yesterday, that's just not really you, is it?
No, it's not really me, and I'm trying to change that and move on.
And what did you think of Hugh's message when he said, you know, hold on to the freaking ball?
He's right. You know, that's what it comes down to. Hold on to the ball, score touchdowns, you know, make plays. That's pretty much it.
Is your head swimming as a rookie with a playbook, or where are you?
It's not swimming, no. I'm getting everything down. It's about, you know, just working hard and doing that extra hours with, you know, the coach and everything, just trying to study harder.
Of the quarterbacks who are here, Osweiler is the one with only real experience, pretty good experience with 5 years and so forth. But are the things he does that you can tell that he's a veteran, and what are those?
I don't know. You know, I think they're all really good. You know, they're all professional quarterbacks, so they should be here, you know. So I think they're all really good.
You're the latest in a long line of tight ends that have come on to you. How important is it to you to maintain that, to play at a level that those guys set before you?
Very important, you know, for them and myself. You know, I love pushing myself to be the best I can be. And for everybody, you know, before me, Jeremy Shockey, the Winslow, you know, everybody to set that legacy, you know, it's very important for me to follow through.
As the you're the youngest guy on the team, so we're gonna look at you and say, hey, that guy's got some jumps to make to catch up with the veterans. Do you feel, I mean, do you kind of feel that, you've only played a few years of college ball, and you are a very young rookie. Is that, you can kind of process through that and think, well, that's, I don't know, what do you think about that? The fact is, you are the youngest guy on the team.
I don't think anything of it. You know, God put me here for a reason. I'm just trying to play hard and have fun doing it.